The scripture reading this morning is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Nancy.
Well, hello again. I think I've been talking to you a lot today, but I've got a lot more to talk to you about. So I think it's a good place to be, and I am grateful that you are here. I have the sun in my eyes right now, so yeah, that's okay, though. I think I can get through it. You know, a couple weeks ago, well, about 3 weeks ago, we were sitting in our staff meeting talking about things that needed to be done around the church. And Pastor Hewan brought up, he said, you know, I think we need to, with the new people that are visiting, our guests that are coming in, with the stuff that's happening in the denomination, I think we need to create a time for conversation, to get to know new people, to have the people get to know us as pastors and talk. And so we should have a meet and greet after worship on Sunday in the parlor and just to have a time that's there. It's coffee. So that's the open invitation for today, that if you would like to stop in and say hi and see us, please do after service. If for those of you who haven't know where our parlor is, you go through the center there and go out that powered door and take a left and you'll see it. It's down there. The sign is there. So we really look forward to that. But the interesting thing that happened was the first Sunday that we didn't, you know, like say we're going to do it. We didn't advertise it. We just stood up that next Sunday and said, hey, we're going to have a meet and greet for the pastors. With the pastors in the parlor, if you want to. So I'm in there, and we're talking away. There's a few people in there. It was wonderful. And one of our members stopped in, and she said to me, "You don't know. I've been praying about this having some sort of after church, you know, greeting time in the parlor. And God just laid it on my heart." And she said, "But I was surprised that He answered it so quickly." You know, when we pray and you get an answer like that, and it just happened. And so that was God speaking through that other our person, and God speaking through Pastor Hewan and our staff as we share time together. You know, it's always a wonderful thing when more than one Christian gets together and the Spirit can move and talk to us in many ways, and we can learn from each other. We can grow from each other. And that's an important thing with this opening the floodgates that we're talking about. Dick Eastman, he's a Christian author and speaker who talks a lot about prayer. That's what he specializes in. Tells a story about his daughter, Dana, when she was a little child. They lived out in California, and I've never lived in California. Been out there once, but they say that the thunderstorms are not very frequent out there. And they were having a thunderstorm one night, and little Dana was beside herself. They couldn't calm her down. Dick and his wife were trying to do everything in their power to get her to settle down and not be so upset. And finally, his wife says to her, "Dana, why don't you pray about it?" It was just like the light bulb went on. She got all excited, got courage up, and went over to the window, and she looked out at that storm, and she says, "Now, Jesus, tell that storm to stop right now." Guess what? It stopped. He said it was like someone just opened the umbrella right over the house. And she was all happy and just like the world meant, it was like the thing, everything changed. And she shouted out again. She says, "Jesus, that's a good boy." Yeah. Yeah. As we begin this Lenten series, which actually starts next week, we're talking about prayer. And I've got to ask you a question. And you can follow along in your bulletin. Do you believe that prayer makes a difference? Do you believe that prayer makes a difference? Everything we are going to be doing through till Easter says that we believe, many of us, that it does make a difference. You know, prayer moves us from downward, inward thoughts. You know, when we're, woe is me, the world's coming to an end, those discouragements that can just seem to pile up on us. And it moves us upward and outward into an anticipation, to an excitement that God is going to breathe into our situation, into our lives, and something amazing could happen. You know, as a church, we are blessed. And I didn't realize how blessed we were. I have a tendency to brag on you guys whenever I get somewhere, and I've got to be careful because I don't want someone trying to steal this church from me. You know, but I brag about you, and I kept saying it. You know, we have this prayer team. Our prayer team tries to put prayer in front of our church on a regular basis. This is what our prayer team's mission is for the work that they do. To lead our church to a better understanding of the importance of prayer and how to develop a prayer life. Now, I thought all churches prayed. I didn't know that we're kind of unique. We have a prayer chain. We have this prayer team that and we find ways. It's constantly in front of us through our inserts and our bulletins and opportunities when special seasons to pray. And we're blessed here in this church. I think you should turn to your neighbor and say, "We are blessed. We are blessed." Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this time of the season, our Lenten series this year is called Opening the Floodgates, Creating Holy Momentum for Your Life Through Fearless Prayer. Not just prayer, but fearless prayer. Are you ready to learn about fearless prayer? Are you ready to learn through use of scriptures, upsurge prayer? To have God take you a place higher than you have been before. To not be afraid, prayer. You ever in a situation that you're not sure you can get through it? You can use that scripture and pray and say, "Lord, I'm not going to be afraid because you are with me." Or how about let there be light? Not just in the morning when you can't find your glasses, that type of thing. You know, before you, when you get out of bed and you're searching for the switch. I'm talking about let there be light into a situation that you are facing. Let God's light be brought into that darkness. How about holy surrender prayer? Do you surrender your life to God? And then finally, pickaxe prayer. You ever? It's one of those prayers. Yeah, you know, we're not all like Dana. You know, when we pray and God answers it just like that, or the person that came to me and say that we had to meet and greet, we're not that. Sometimes you've got to pray and pray hard and pray long. You know, in 1 Corinthians 13, it says long suffering. You know, love is long suffering. Love is a pickaxe sometimes. And you got to chip a little bit at a way at a time. And you got to keep that prayer there. So those are some of the things that we're going to be learning about what different ways to pray. And we're going to find out that it's vital to growing our faith. To have a vibrant faith, we need prayer. And we're going to learn how to pray. Sue Nelson Kibbe, in her book that we're going to be using throughout, that presents these five prayers that I just lifted up to you, called Ultimate Reliance, through the G2 groups, and through the messages each Sunday. So if you can't make it a Sunday, you know, we're on Facebook. You can follow it up later on. The G2 groups are going to be discussing it, taking it deeper. But she says this about prayer. Prayer is surrendering to the profound, game-changing reality that God's all-loving response to your prayers will be in accordance to a far greater miraculous hand. Now, how many of you pray like this? Lord, I've got this problem, and here are 5 ways you can fix it. That's not the type of prayer we're going to be teaching you over the next few weeks, a month. Yeah, no. Realizing that it is God in God's power. And that when we try to put our humanness into a situation, we have a tendency to fall flat on our face or get knocked on our butt. You know, however you want to say it. It is about God and what God is doing. So I got a question for you. Are you feasting on prayer or are you snacking on prayer? Where are you right now? 1 to 10. Put it on your notes there. Are you a 1 where you're snacking? Or, well, maybe a 2 snacking. 1, maybe you can't find a refrigerator. Or are you a 10? Are you really feasting on prayer? Because our hope throughout this series is that you're going to move from wherever you are at this moment to a place of fearless prayer. You're going to be a 10, knocking it out of the ballpark. Because we need to be there. You know, we pray through Jesus Christ, who is our mediator to God. God, our Father. Through that power of the Holy Spirit that connects us to God through Jesus. That Jesus is the conduit through which the Holy Spirit takes our prayers to the Lord. We are submitting our lives to God when we pray. Prayer is not about manipulating God. I'm going to say it again. Prayer is not about manipulating God, but aligning our lives with the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Prayer is about aligning our lives with the creator of this world, the sustainer of this world, and the redeemer of this world through his son, Jesus Christ. Prayer is placing ourselves, our whole life, into the rushing waters of the Holy Spirit who intercedes for us when we don't have the words to speak. Prayer is essential to being part of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. When we had our discipleship pathway, which we'll return to that, it's downstairs on the chapel, but the spiritual disciplines are, the prayer is essential in that. So what is prayer? What is prayer? Well, in its simplest understanding, prayer is communication with God. But it's more than just communication. Now, communication, you've got speaking and listening, right? So we have one mouth and 2 ears. So which one's the most important part of communication? The listening, right? You know, I go in to communicate a lot. I do the speaking part whenever I go into McDonald's or Wendy's or Subway. You know, I go up to the counter and I say, I want this. And they give it to me when I pay them. That's not prayer. That's communication. But there's more to prayer and there's more to communication than just telling and saying and wanting. It's about building a relationship. Prayer is absolutely about building a relationship with God through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit that works in our lives daily. It's a discipline that we have to learn. Yeah, it's a discipline that we have to learn. You know, we just started spring training this week, right? Baseball, for those of us that are baseball fanatics. This thing about prayer and the feasting part of it is something you have to practice. Now, you notice they go to spring training, right? And then they start the games in end of March, first part of April. So they've got a whole month of practice every day, all day long, just to do baseball. So if you want to feast on prayer, if you want to have this deepening, growing relationship with God through prayer, it's not something you can only do on Sundays. It's not something that you only do at the meal table. It's something that has to become, as 1 Thessalonians tells us, praying without ceasing. And we're going to learn how to do that. It's about putting ourselves under the authority of God, getting the right alignment. It's not us then God, but God, and then we worship God. We pray every Sunday when we start up here, the pastors. We come up to the altar and we say, Lord, we're going to praise you today. We're going to give you our very best. We're going to bring our best to you so you are glorified. Worship is about glorifying God. You are here to glorify God. You are here to get enough of Jesus in you so that you can be Jesus to the world for the week out there. But it's about praising and worshiping God. It's about aligning ourselves in God. We pray here, right? I hope this isn't the only prayer that you get all week. If you're there, we're going to try to encourage you to go further forward. It's about putting ourselves under the authority of God to realize and humble ourselves and say we are not above anybody else, but that we are equals with all because God sees us all as His children. It's aligning ourselves with God's heart, the heart of God. Prayer does that. Prayer opens your heart to God's heart. Are you ready to do that? You know, God sees the world and He sees the hurting. He sees the pain. He does see the joy too. God sees everything, right? He's the Alpha and the Omega. And prayer helps us to see the world as God sees the world. And then prayer allows us to participate in God's works. Does God really need our help? No. God could do everything that He wants to do. It's all under His control. He's the one that created everything. But through prayer, through our relationship with God, God has ordained it that He is using us, the church, to spread the good news to the world. He's using us to show how to live a life of love and respect and honor of other people. Loving God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And loving your neighbor as yourself, right? Yeah. So I want you to open up in your bulletin. I thought they were lavender, but I saw other people with purple. You have this purplish looking thing. It says on there, prayer has power, right? I told you the prayer team's always looking for ways to invite us into deeper ways to pray. And when I shared with them, a couple weeks ago that we were going to be doing a series on prayer, you should have seen the happy dance that they did. You know, because they've been like, we haven't done this lately. That's how important prayer is to them, that we need to put it in front of the church. And they said, well, you know, we were thinking about putting out this prayer card that says how to pray and where to pray. And I said, wow, isn't it amazing how God works? Here I am, I hadn't talked to you at all, and we're going to do something on prayer, and you come up with this. What a wonderful place for us to start in knowing how to pray. You know, it says there, if you're on that side, prayer has power. It says prayer is simple. Don't make it hard. You ever heard of the KISS principle? Some of you are laughing, aren't you? Keep it simple. No, none of you are stupid. Okay, we don't say that word in church. We don't say it at Joy Camp, do we, Joy Campers? No, those are one of the words that you don't ever say. Keep it simple, servant. You are a servant of God, called by God, to live in that love that God has for you, to share with the world around you. So keep it simple, servant. Don't make it hard. Prayer is conversation with God. Just talk to God. How do you talk to your best friend? Can get pretty rowdy sometimes, can't I? That's okay. God can handle rowdy. God wants to be your best friend. God wants to hear whatever you have to say. He's got big shoulders. He can hold it all. and he can walk with you because of it. So share just like you share with your best friend. Just talk. Share your life. Sadness, happiness, worries, joys, needs, guilt, everything, everyday thoughts, thanksgiving. God wants to hear it all. You can pray anywhere, anytime. This first one should have had a little parentheses while driving. How many of you learn to pray like this, with your eyes closed and your... Do not do that when you're driving, please. I know it's a quick way to get to heaven, but it's not the best way. Okay? Okay. Keep your eyes open if you're driving, because you're going to need to look at the landmarks. How many of you go past a friend's house or go past a place that's touched you sometime in your life? Or how many times have you ever been driving down the road and all of a sudden you see an ambulance and you've got to remember to pull over? You know, we forget that. You know, oh my gosh, I got to pull over out of the way. An ambulance is coming. Do you pray for the work that that paramedic team is doing? I try to remember to do that. Yeah. You pray for whoever they're going to help or take care of. That's how you make pray without ceasing. You know, your favorite food. Oh, yes. Holding your pet. I spend every morning on my basement stairs, the bottom of the stairs, in front of my aquaponic system, because there's all this beautiful bright light. But also, my dog is right there. He's right there. Okay, spell dog backwards, please. Right? I don't know about cats. They all think we're servants for some reason, you know. A dog serves you and reminds you. I love my dog. I love my cat too, but for different reasons. Yeah. Through your photo album, family photo album, do you pray for your kids each day? Do you lift them up and their families? Yeah. Just, there's so much to do. How easy it is to pray. The prayer team is thinking about you guys and wanting you to make prayer that central to your life and your relationship with God. Yes. So take that and use it as we go through. And now I want you to work with me a little bit here. You've seen this picture, I think. Anybody know what it is? It's the dam, right? I think it's off of or close to Frank Berman's old house. Yeah. It's shooting across from the north side to the south side, and you can see the power plant there, and you can see KSB Hospital. And I want to talk to you about breakthrough prayer and opening the floodgates. You know, 1904, I mean, there's been dam across there, but this latest version, I read somewhere on a Dixon website that about 1904 that it was built. And do you realize that that when they built that dam, there's 2,000 horsepower. Think about that. 2,000 horsepower of water. That's how powerful water is when it flows. And we're going to be inviting you to step into the Holy Spirit's flow in rushing waters and to be taken along in this breakthrough prayer. But that's what turns the turbines that create the electricity. See, power has ability to do good things, doesn't it? It's not the water going over the dam that is the working. It's the water that goes through the floodgate that creates this power. Now, breakthrough prayer is asking God to do new works, new miracles we can't do ourselves without limits. It's this. The floodgates. Yeah, creating a holy momentum. You know, our scripture for this week is, now to him who by the... Can you read that with me? If you can, it's in your bulletin. Now to him who is by the power at work within us is able to accomplish what? Abundantly, far more than we can ask or imagine. Abundantly, abundantly, abundantly far more than we could do. And so it's this. It's you've got now, next thing, pull out this, please. This little card. And on the back of it, it says, breakthrough prayer is a petition to God to do new things beyond our imagining, bigger than we could possibly do on our own, without boundaries, without limits. I hope I've been sharing that with you to get you excited about what it means to pray with God. Now, anybody know what our church address is? 202 Peoria, right? So I am going to invite you to do a breakthrough prayer every day at 2:02 p.m. Now, if you want to get up at 2:02 a.m., good for you. Some of you, that's probably when you're going to bed. I went to bed at 8:30 last night. I ran out of stuff to do, so I said, might as well go to bed. 2:02 breakthrough prayer. I'm going to invite you as a church. See, we started a visioning process earlier this year. We're visioning where God is going to take this church for the next 10 years. And we found out that two of our base DNA of who we are as a church, one of them is spiritual formation. We think it's important to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. We think that we should grow in our faith, and obviously, because we're talking about prayer today. And the other one's need adoption. Now, need adoption means things like the food pantry. Didn't it start like on the other side of that wall one time? You know? Upstairs in the closet. It's been a lot of places. It outgrew our church. But you know how many thousands of volunteer hours that this church puts in at the food pantry? Or how about, Carol, so you passed out a whole bunch of Meals on Wheels, didn't you? To take care of people, to help people. Carolyn, did I say the wrong one? I apologize. I said Carol Sue, didn't I? Yeah. Carolyn. I was looking at Carolyn and said, Carol Sue, don't get old. It's too late. I hope you're aging better than I did. Or am. Carolyn. Sorry, Carolyn. I apologize. On TV, I got it wrong. Meals on Wheels, another outreach that we do in this church. Whenever there is an emergency or there is a need and someone stands up here and says, this person or this situation needs your help, this church steps forward. Last year we gave an additional $80,000 beyond what it cost to operate this church, beyond our $45,000 that we gave to the denomination to do the work that they do, what we call apportionments, the ministry there. Folks, you are generous people. And I think you already have got the floodgate open, but I want it to be open even further because we need you praying. We can't do this visioning thing because we think we'll make it a human thing. Whatever Pastor Tim wants to do will be the vision. And that's not where we need to be or where we need to go. We need to go where God is calling us for the next 10 years, right? We can get an amen on that one? Amen. And a big hallelujah on that one too. Yeah, it's God's vision, not our vision. And the only way we're going to find that vision is if we pray together daily. If we pray together for that. So I want to invite you to, it's not 2:02 yet. I know Sundays around 2:02, you're either napping or you're eating. Or both, you know. That's, you know, in our house, that's where I am. I'm usually napping by 2:02. But I want to say this right now together. So here it is. Pray this. I'm inviting you as a church. Keep this card. Keep the purple one, the pink, these two cards. For the rest of your life, keep them in your Bible. Keep them where you can use them. Because that's how important prayer is. Let's pray this together. God of love and power, send your Holy Spirit to challenge us to dream big, to pray hard for your amazing breakthrough in our lives and in our church. Fill us with the grace, mercy, and power of Jesus Christ. Help us to discern where the Spirit is leading us into a new season of faithfulness and fruitfulness for your kingdom. Open the floodgates of your amazing love and power to give us the boldness and courage to step into the rushing waters of your overflowing Spirit. We pray in the mighty power and grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Pray, pray, pray. Amen.